Local organizers of the trip to the Climate March in Washington, D.C. say it was important for East Chicago groups to be there to be part of the national dialogue on protecting the environment. Thomas Frank is with the Community Strategy Group of East Chicago. They advocate for residents who are dealing with the lead crisis.
It was exciting to see how many people were there and to see East Chicago and our region participate. It's a shift in awareness, I think, and I think it's starting to grow. East Chicago, what's happening in East Chicago is kind of a clarion call for me or in our region. I hate to say it, but we're decades behind the awareness of much of the country. And a lot of that has to do with how industry has controlled the narrative in Northwest Indiana, how they escaped with their capital and just mitigated against their liabilities for decades.
Javon Gilmore from Valparaiso says she felt compelled to go.
I just hope that people pay attention. I don't understand how we're at this point now that we're still questioning environmental justice and climate change.
Being at the march also allows East Chicago organizations to strategize with other groups who are doing similar work. Sherry Hunter is with Calumet Lives Matter.
The crowd, you know, so many people from all over that was there. I mean, in the all on the same accord, you know, saving the environment. You know, and yeah, I was really impressed. I thought it was awesome. The situation in East Chicago, what happened to us in East Chicago, I hope it never happens to anyone else, because what happened to us happened because of dollar signs, not no real concern for the citizens or whatever. And I've known about it since I was a kid. So what I'm hoping that comes out of anything that's happening now, there's a danger to the land or to people, that they take care of it now and don't wait 50 or 60 years later to take care of it.
Becky Notaboom helped organize a trip to D.C. She's with 350 Indiana Calumet.
I think we got a lot of national visibility. You know, we had a lot of people coming out from different states asking what was going on in East Chicago and like why we were demanding clean water and all of that. I think it's definitely going to make us feel a lot more united now. Like, I know I personally met a lot of people from East Chicago that I never had before, so knowing that there's a lot of people out there fighting the same fight is really energizing. And hopefully we did send a message to the Capitol.
You can be powerful, you can be pathetic. You know, if you're not going to take power in your own hands and do something about it, and you're waiting for leaders to take care of you, and then you're complaining if they don't take care of you well, this is a change where the grassroots movement, you're going to take care of each other, and we're going to rise together and build a new system that takes care of each other.
For the organizers of this trip, they plan to continue organizing and educating their residents and marching. They plan another march for Saturday at the BP Oil Refinery. In Washington, D.C., I'm Stephen Lattimore for Lakeshore Public Radio.